Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Warlock?
Present.
Mr. Detweiler and myself are present.
Mr. Butts, Julia is
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so I'd say there's no public communication since there's no one here. We do the board work session.
Real quick, for the fall conference for the Central Region, which is September or something, Jim Tressel is supposed to be the featured speaker for that. Yeah. So we're most likely going to be having a pretty packed house. If you guys are interested in going, the sooner the better to get that stuff in.
Do you have the dates?
I do, but not with me. The current calendar doesn't go that far.
When are we all supposed to go?
It's usually the second or third Wednesday in September.
When are we all supposed to go up and talk to our congressman? Well, this month, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's going to go to that?
I was going to go.
Yeah.
You going to go?
I'll try to go, yeah. You should be able to.
Bob, you going to go?
I don't know how to be able to get there.
Put you on the 20. If you want, we can all ride up together.
Yeah.
Van.
Take the van.
Then yes, I could probably manage that. What day is it?
It's Wednesday.
Put it on the calendar.
I could probably manage that. Since Ben has pretty much taken over my car.
Ken, are you looking at me?
What time is it?
I'll have to see. I'm going to the NSBA conference in Nashville. So I've got Monday as a vacation day already. I'm not sure if I'll be able to get
fine,
I'll
put on vacation
day as well. And I've got what time is that going until? Is that like morning
to 1?
To 1? Okay. So I'll plan on it, because I know I have to leave work early on Wednesday anyway for a regional committee. Well, it's not a regional, but it's an OSBA committee on the regions that I'm on. That's meeting late afternoon that day. I'd like to.
Man lined up. You can leave here.
I'll probably just meet you there and go.
Are you AIN certified?
Huh?
Are you AIN certified?
To drive you guys, yeah. Not to do that.
Okay. Anything else? That's it. Okay, just going to move to.
I can jump in real quick. Todd, I just wanted to say this is going to be very focused. We're going to try to motor through because there's a lot of material to cover.
Yep.
As always, ask all the questions you want. It's going to be driven off of what you guys have questions about. Todd will lay the groundwork where we're at now, and then we'll jump into executive session because most of what we talk about, well, all we talk about, 1 through 4 underneath me, needs to be an executive session, and we've got those listed. So,
okay.
Sorry.
We'll move it over to you.
Okay.
Treasurer's report.
All that I have in the Treasurer's report this time is the five-year forecast analysis. The only part of the analysis that we're going to look at right here is our current five-year forecast and then our estimated five-year forecast with the revenue changes in regard to the property tax increase and the state foundation decrease. So we plugged those two items in to see what the net effect would be over the next 5 years to our forecast. You have those in front of you. I'll just skip to this one here. In the first year here, you can see from the current, this is the revised one, the one that's up here, so you follow along with the current and the revised for back and forth. So this year you've got 2015, that's the real estate tax increase. Of course, we don't see any decrease in the foundation, state foundation this year. So that's why there is a slight increase there of a couple hundred thousand dollars. The next year, we still have the benefit of the real estate tax increase, but we see the first reduction in the state foundation, which is about $377,000. So between the two, it doesn't have as large of an impact based on what we had already forecasted. We had forecasted, you know, it's only about $2,000 difference, I think is what it is. Well, this is 3247, and I think on the current it's 3245, I believe. So not a big change there. Where we see the big change is in the next year. That's where we get the second half of the governor's reduction, proposed reduction in state funding. It's another $277,000, so that's where we get our cumulative $600,000 reduction. The reason, and then we had forecasted a bit of an increase in the real estate tax increase also. So we had projected out and flatlined the real estate tax over the next 3 years to what the revised amount is. But you see where we start to fall off. We still cover the same number of years in the black. It's just when we do go into the red now, in that 2018 year, it's really in the red quite a bit. And this right now, you know, is with our 1% cost of living increase that we had built into the budget originally, the five-year forecast originally, for employees. So that hasn't changed here. The only thing that changed here is just the revenue. So this is solely the impact of the revenue changes. To the real estate tax in this five-year forecast already. So when we saw a larger increase, it wasn't like we saw a full $500,000 increase from this year to next year. But we had budgeted, we had planned for it, which was part of that. So really, it ended up being about $250,000 is what the increase was compared to what we had budgeted on the real estate.
That's what the proposed budget that the governor
this is with
submitted.
The proposed budget decrease, yeah. So they're kind of an offsetting, you know, we got the benefit of the property tax increase and we got the detriment of the state funding cut.
Todd, how come in 2018 and 2019 your property taxes are still the same from the current budget to the new budget?
I didn't change it because there's some discussion about CAUB being reduced, you know, 26% in the next revaluation, you know, so it's kind of one of those wait and see kind of things the closer we get to it, as opposed to, you know, instead of trying to change that, just kind of left it where it is. I thought that was pretty conservative. You know, I didn't carry the increase in property tax through 5 years, I guess. I wanted to wait and see on that revaluation here to see what they're going to do, because they're probably going to adjust it back down.
That's going to send us to another evaluation.
Yeah, they're probably going to adjust that down as far as CAUV goes, and then, you know, who knows what situation we're going to be in with realist, you know, with residential at that point. Hopefully we're in a better place, you know, than what we were 5 years ago. You know? So that's kind of why I just kind of left that run. Went with what we thought we knew, which is just the next 3 years.
Honest, it's the approach we'd want to take right now, because when we sit down with the bargaining units, we'll be talking about, yes, our current forecast out there has this, but you also have to realize there's a government proposal out there. I agree with Todd, we don't want to lock in that additional revenue because it only helps the forecast.
Right,
we don't think it's going to happen.
Right. No, I wanted to make sure that you had an explanation for that in case. You know, you didn't mean to do that. So
we are pretty well on track as far as everything else goes with our spending plan compared to our five-year forecast. We're doing pretty well right now. I think that's, you know, in a large part that has to do with the increase in property taxes, you know, that we're going to see that benefit. But also, you know, our spending is in line with what we had budgeted. We don't really see anything standing out exceeding our estimates.
The reason why you're getting this now is the lowest changes, negotiations, all those type of things, and their impact, he'll be able to model those for us.
Okay.
I'll make sure you guys don't have any questions on where we're at right now and the revenue side of it before we go any further.
The good news I take away from this is if the governor's proposal is whittled down, which it will be, it won't be as bad as what they proposed, it only helps improve this. This is like worst case scenario.
Now, I will add too, I know we don't have the 10-year plan on the agenda tonight, but this still falls in line with the fall off in this year with the 10-year plan. It's just, we're looking at a larger effect. So the 10-year plan still, it still is up for revision. You still need to take a look at it. But in a large part, big picture, we're kind of trending the way we want to still be trending, I guess, or expected we would be trending.
The problem with the 10-year right now is that those variables that are out there are so huge. It's not like we could nail it down because...
It's like they don't want you to plan out that far because all
right.
Those other things are going to change.
Right. I mean, it's with CAUB and State Foundation both up in the air, I mean, that's a huge chunk of our revenue, so...
That's all I have for the treasurer's report.
I assume you're ready for me.
I'm ready for you.
Okay.
Don't you have to move in?
Beside the four items underneath my report...
We have to go to executive session?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Beside the four items underneath my report, beside negotiations, instead of being number one, that's going to be number three. The district administration reorg is number one, so you know the order we're going to go in. Staff plan change is number two, and two-tier busing, i.e. changing the school day, is number four. So we're going to hit proposed district administration reorganization, and this is President. I would ask that we go into executive session as all four topics will touch on items as noted.
Okay. Session at 7:15 for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual, and Section 4, preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees.
I'll second
that.
No. Take roll,
please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Executive session 7:15. No further action being taken.